You gotta understand something here. This music is the glue of the world. It holds it all together. Without this, life would be meaningless.
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music.
Welcome to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. I'm Jim DeRogatis, the pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times.
And I'm Greg Kott. I write about rock and roll for the Chicago Tribune. Each year on Sound Opinions, we have our own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan, come in and play some of the most fascinating Christmas music you've ever heard.
We've got him here, and he's raring to go.
Santa Claus on Mars?
Where will we get a Santa Claus?
There's only one Santa Claus, and he's on Earth.
Well, I guess that takes care of that.
This is a serious matter, Voldar, and desperate problems require desperate deeds. Earth has had Santa Claus long enough. We will bring him to Mars.
That is from the collection of our guest on today's show, our very own Kris Kringle. Andy Surzan goes by the day job of Senior Vice President at Jam Productions, one of the leading concert promoters in the country. And everywhere else he goes, he is collecting the Christmas music that you are about to hear on this show. You will hear it nowhere else, I guarantee you.
364 days a year, and he's digging into crates of vinyl. And Andy, for weeks now, the guests we've had on Sound Opinion has been coming in, taping people and saying, oh, it's almost time for Andy's Christmas record, you know? Just Rivers Cuomo a week ago was like, oh my God, it's almost Andy time.
Well, you know, I've worked with those guys a long time in Weezer, and they're all friends, so... Yeah, they get a kick out of it.
And you get a kick out of it, too. Come on. This is just, it's beyond a hobby, would you say? I mean, it is a passion of yours that has been ongoing for more than a couple of decades.
21 years.
Passion / mania. maybe more mania. But, you know, it just, it came out of, you know, getting older and not really, kind of losing touch with how wild and fun Christmas could be. And finally, one day I was listening to some holiday music that was sort of wound up and unusual, and I was thinking, I bet there's a ton of this stuff out there. And when I started finding it, I just made some cassettes the first couple of years and maybe gave about 10 of them to some friends. And now it's mushroomed into a full-blown production that's complete with artwork and scouring endlessly for tracks. Not online, though, I must say. I actually have to find them myself. I won't buy them online.
Now, you're a purist. You have to be in the same room as the music.
Yeah, and that's it, because I don't really know what I'm looking for anymore. I'm so far into this thing, 400, 500 lost tracks already over the years are now documented and now going out there digitally thanks to you guys with the download and stuff. And I get a kick out of putting them out there, you know, 21 years and counting, and I hope to do it again next year. We'll see.
Well, absolutely, and each year has a theme. What's this year's theme? What kind of music are we going to hear today?
Well, what happened when I had to put together the – I didn't have to – when I put together the 20th anniversary concept, I was looking for something unique, and I decided that a lot of people had come up to me over the years and said, hey, you know, I have real fond memories of some of those early cassettes, but I don't have a cassette player anymore. And I can't listen to them, you know. Would you ever consider putting out the old ones on CD? And I thought, oh, no, you know, that's too much, you know. But then I started thinking, well, okay, maybe I'll do a two-part best of the cassette years, take like, you know, 12 cassettes and resequence them and put them back together a totally different way. And last year we put out part one, the cassette years part one, and this year the cassette years part two. And then next year if I find the intestinal fortitude, we'll go back to the Holiday Obscura concept for year 22.
Well, let's roll into this. Let's start with some music, Andy. Tell us what we're going to hear first.
Okay, well, we're going to start off with a set that's all stuff off of this year's CD. And again, this is really very early stuff. A couple of the tracks have we've heard before. One we hear a lot, but it's so good. I just never get tired of playing it. It's in that world of Rudolph Pouts where it's just one of the classics. And it was a tune I didn't intentionally put on last year's Cassette Years Part 1 because I didn't want to front load that one too much. I saved some chestnuts for this year. That without really going into, we can back announce the tunes, but this whole set starts off with the concept that kicks off the CD, and that is if you're too wound up for the holidays and you need to calm down a little bit, here's an idea for you.
Christmas tension's building up. Too much to do, too little time. Relax with a Cloud 9 tablet. It's the little green pill with hydrobarbaphenochlordiethylmesilicone that can get you through the holiday.
Thank you.
I am Greg Kot here with Jim DeRogatis. It is Sound Opinions, and it is our Christmas special with Andy Surzan.
Mama, I've got the Christmas fever. I've got the Christmas fever. Hey, hey, I've got the Christmas fever. Soon be here, lots of gifts and Christmas cheer. I've got the Christmas fever, hey, hey, I've got the Christmas fever, hey, hey, I've got the Christmas fever, hey, hey, I've got the fever, got the fever, got the fever, got the fever. Mama told me to be good, so I'ma do it all I should. I've got the Christmas fever, hey, hey, I've got the Christmas fever.
Santa's Magical Bag on Sound Opinions. A treat, as always. Andy Surzan digging deep for wonderfully weird Christmas music. Andy, tell us what we just heard.
Again, those were all tracks on this year's CD, which is available for download now, and you guys can give the details on that later. But that was Santa's Magical Bag by Charlotte Sanders. Before that, we heard Dick Freitas. He's Got the Christmas Fever, indeed. That's a 45 on RPM Records. All these are 45s, by the way, on Lost Labels. Before that, we heard Snowman, Snowman, Sweet Potato Nose by the J-Notes. Before that, we heard Lonely Cowboy Santa, Larry Cartel. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the classic jazz version by Eddie Lockjaw Davis. And we started off with Holiday Sedation, which briefly is by Bobby Sherman, Lost Teen Idol, and was on only the first couple vinyl versions of that record and then got deleted somehow. I wonder why.
Wow. So that's our Christmas gift to you, listeners, courtesy of Andy Serzan. He distributes only a few hundred copies of these valuable Christmas songs around the country. Go to christmas.soundopinions.org and download your own copy of it through January 1. Coming up on Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media, we'll play more of the weirdest and best Christmas music from our own elf, Andy Serzan.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. I'm Greg Cott here with my partner, Jim DeRogatis, and our guest today in the studio is our annual visitor at Christmas time, Andy Serzan, Senior Vice President at Jam Productions, whose life is built around not only promoting concerts, but finding some of the best and weirdest and most obscure Christmas music ever made. You know, we only hear about 30, 35 Christmas songs over and over and over again every year. It becomes tiring. I think Andy Serzan has personally rejuvenated the idea of Christmas music for me, Jim.
Adding another 500 yeah. great songs to the canon over these last two decades.
Exactly.
Andy, where do you store all this stuff?
I have a storage locker. Call it the Christmas room. It's a very special place.
And it's on the North Pole.
Hopefully it's insured.
I can't tell anyone where it is. The elves will break in and take my goodies.
What's our second set of great Christmas music?
I should say right away, we're going to do a final set of all world premiere stuff because there's just like no way any of these tunes ever have been played on the radio before. So that's going to be all new stuff. This next one is just sort of a revisit of stuff over the years we haven't played in the last 5 years or so. Mm-hmm. And it starts off with a Christmas message from a woman known as the Christmas Lady. The photo on the cover of the album is her with surrounded by a bunch of nice little children. She's telling a little story about Christmas, and here it is.
Mm-hmm. Long before there was a Christmas, that is, long before the holy babe was born in Bethlehem, pagan peoples in the north of Europe held a month-long midwinter festival, which they called Yuletide. And many of the customs associated with this Yule celebration are reflected in our own observation of Christmas. These people worshiped the sun, and as the days grew shorter and darker and colder, they feared that the sun was going away and was displeased with them, might not come back. So they built huge fires to show their appreciation of the light and sun and heat that the sun provided. They also had a great slaughtering of horses and cattle around the roots of a tree which they chose to represent the sun. On these trees they tied fruit and vegetables, flowers, live birds and animals, all symbolic of the life-giving power of the sun.
Bells, bells, ringing through the air.
People everywhere, a smiling, a singing. Gosh, what a wonderful time of the year. Go where you go, here's what you do. Is the air getting nippy? Is your heart feeling flippy? Are you out buying presents by the gross? Do you find that you're whistling when you're walking? Then you know Christmas is getting mighty close. Are you knee-deep in wishing? Are the kids all a-fishing to find out if they're gonna get the mouse? If they're looking up the chimney to be sure the coast is clear, then Christmas is getting mighty close. Have you got a list that you're checking? Have you picked out the biggest Christmas tree? Are the cards being written? Are you purring like a kitten? 'Cause you're gonna have a Christmas like it's meant to be. Does the world seem a-tingle like a gay Christmas jingle? Is your heart ready for an extra dose? Are you feeling like a million though you haven't got a dime? Then Christmas is getting mighty close.
Have you ordered a turkey that's a whopper? Have you hung out the holly on the door? Have you got a crazy feeling that you're gonna hit the ceiling? Then you're bound to have a Christmas like you've never had before.
Does the world seem a-tingle like a gay Christmas jingle? Is your heart ready for an extra dose? Are you feeling like a million though you haven't got a dime? Then Christmas is getting mighty close. Christmas is getting mighty close.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Close your mouth except to say.
La 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 la.
Might get something heaven made.
La 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 la.
This season secret joy that some are missing. We could all find it if we just watch this song. Put your big bag back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back on the floor. And all the people in your house, you might like them.
Christmas means a million magic things to those who try to let it be its magic self and nothing divine.
Sit down and sing a happy song and whistle around your tooth and be still enough to hear the rain here on the floor.
Put your big black foot back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. Get to know the people in your house. You might like them.
close your mouth, except to say,
la 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 la.
Might get something happening.
La 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 la.
This season has a secret joy that's all I'm missing. We could all find it if we just watch the sun.
Put your big black foot back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. Get to know the people in your house. Put your big black foot back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and we are in the middle of our Andy Surzan Christmas Spectacular.
You cannot fly with Santa Claus. You got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of all, you've got no horns. It was close to Christmas Eve when they came to Santa's door. A little donkey, if you please, a surprise, and that's for sure. Deer and elves gathered around and heard the stranger say, Bunches my name, and I've come to help on the eve of Christmas Day. When I was just so very small, I found as days went by, I didn't only walk and run, but I could also fly. People came from all around, and this I heard them say, he will bring toys for one and all, with Santa Christmas Day. First the deer laughed, then the elves laughed, and they all rolled on the floor. And tears came to Pancho's eyes when this is what he heard. Pancho, Pancho, we just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus. You've got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of all, you've got no horns. Santa heard the reindeer laugh, the elves were laughing too. Then he said, the world has grown, there's so much more to do. The load is so enormous now, it's not like yesterday. If he can fly and do his part, then he can pull my sleigh. The deer and elves were so ashamed, for they could plainly see that one's appearance doesn't count, it is ability. The world will get a better gift than anything we make when they see Pancho flying high, helping with Santa's sleigh. Pancho, Pancho, we just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus. You got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of all, you've got no horns. Pancho, Pancho, we just came from El Rancho.
Okay, that last track was Pancho from El Rancho. That's by Dimas Garza, and it's the story of a donkey who becomes a reindeer and helps Santa Claus.
Of course. It's a classic.
Yeah, it is a classic. Before that, we heard Lonely This Christmas Tree by Lise Miller, a really Motown-y fun tune. The track before that one was Close Your Mouth, It's Christmas. The other Free Design Christmas track, the one that actually got released, not the one that may never come up, which we've played in years previous, Shepherds and Wise Men. Before that one, we heard Christmas is Getting Mighty Close by Bonnie Lou. And, of course, we started off with the Christmas lady telling a story to everybody about where Christmas came from, yeah. Alternative mixed version.
Again, christmas.soundopinions.org. You can download this stuff. And this year we're going to have some covers up there too, right? Some of the artwork.
Yeah, they've always been up there. You can download, if you have a nice enough printer, you can download them in high res. They're fun. They add to the whole vibe of the thing.
Good stuff. Coming up next on Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media, there is more Andy Surzan Christmas music on the way. And if you want to download it for your very own, go to soundopinions.org.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. I'm Jim DeRogatis of the Chicago Sun-Times. My partner is Greg Kott of the Chicago Tribune, and we are here with our friend Andy Surzan, who works so hard to bring us this show every year. It's nice. We just get to lay back and be entertained by your discoveries, Andy.
Again, I feel like I'm getting away with something. I don't know why I feel that way.
We're going to do a set of new material never heard before for this final segment of the show.
Right. This is a couple tracks I've been stockpiling, you know, while I've been going through this cassette years thing, you know, getting ready for whatever comes next. And I just tossed some of them together randomly and thought, you know, these would be all world premieres. These are songs that I guarantee have never been played on the radio before. So, hey, that's something in itself. And there's a lot of really unusual material in this set. Everything from a new song poem I found called Bright Star Shining in the Sky to a tune off of Baby Pac-Man's Christmas record called Snowflakes and Frozen Lakes that has a very much of early video game, computer game underbed sheen. It's kind of quasi-electronic. It's very unusual, not like anything we played before, but just so off the wall that it has to be acknowledged as like, you know, a potential classic.
This is from the era of when video games were the size of a refrigerator.
Yeah, this is about as current as I'm going to get. You know, about 30 years old. You know, but I was fascinated by it. I thought, let's play that one too.
Andy, before we dive in, what is now? You go across the country. Your job gives you that opportunity, and you love to crate dig. What's the strangest place that you discovered one of these records this year?
Well, since any record store that has a cool or unusual record, especially a Christmas record, put them online now and it goes into bidding, I've pretty much like gone even more lo-fi, and I'm looking at flea markets, and I'm, you know, someone says, hey, I got a bunch of old records in my attic, I'll go over to their house and dig through them. You just really, the whole vibe in record stores has changed so dramatically to the online game and the bidding game. It's just really disturbing. So can't really find too much in record shops anymore, unfortunately.
So you've got to go even further off the beaten path.
Yeah, yeah.
And I heard tell of this pack mule that you were riding into South America.
I have a shop for Christmas records in Eastern Europe. I've been...
He's known all over the world.
They see him
for
coming.
Scouring for Christmas records.
In fact, Jason's going to put together a little montage of some of the Christmas 45 covers from over the years, which it will also be viewable at this point in time. So, wherever I can find them, I'll find them. But there's definitely been a shift in locating. You can't just walk into any old record store anymore and go, where are the Christmas records? Oh, they're all online. The other ones that aren't over there, you know, it's like,
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get into it. Here is Andy Surzan's final set of great Christmas music here on Sound Opinions.
Hi, everybody. This is your Baby Pac-Man read-along book. Now, every time you hear the Energizer sound, it means it's time to turn the page in your storybook. Now, remember, when you hear the Energizer sound, turn the page.
Snowflakes and frozen lakes.
Hear the wind.
Light a fire. Have cider and ginger cakes.
Then the night falls.
And a wish from you. And the dream comes true.
Proud of their son. This was truly a wonderful Christmas. They all sat down for their special Christmas dinner of roast turkey, sweet potatoes, and of course, a package of Pac-Man power pellets for dessert. In the center of the table sat the trophy that Baby Pac-Man had made. They would never forget this special Christmas and Baby Pac-Man's Christmas surprise.
Make peace
each other. A comet will come toward you in the sky. It will bring peace, not war. Yes, it will bring peace to you, not war. I will proclaim the birth of Jesus, the coming of the Redeemer. When the two great powers will walk hand in hand, side to side, then will all of you be happy. Wake up, forward, youth. A better, a nicer future is waiting for you. People, love each other. Then you also will be loved, and you will be happy as long as you live. Preach the word of God. Make peace with each other. A comet will come toward you in the sky. Oh, preach the word of God. Make peace with each other.
I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot, and we are here with our musical Kris Kringle, Andy Serzan.
Everyone's heard of Rudolph. Everyone knows his story. But did you know there were two other reindeer who found fame and glory?
Once upon a long ago in a place not far from here lived Percival and Chauncey, two very shy reindeer. Both of them had one desire, every night they both would pray, we hope someday that Santa will let us pull his sleigh.
All the other reindeer looked at them and laughed. You two can't fly, and if you try you only cause a drought. Percival and Chauncey ignored the ridicule and went to Christmas City to reindeer flying school. All year long they practiced and soon they learned to fly. No matter what the weather, you'll find them in the sky.
Then one Christmas Eve, a terrible storm arose. It got so cold that even old Santa almost froze.
The sky was full of Donner and flashing Blitzen too.
and Santa Claus was certain that he could not get through. But Percival and Chauncey said there's no cause for alarm. Then both of them pulled Santa's sleigh through the awful storm.
They flew through the thunder and lightning to fame, and their songs on and Blitzen got their name.
Donner and flashing Blitzen too, and Santa Claus was certain that he could not get through. But Percival and Chauncey said there's no cause for alarm. Then both of them pulled Santa's sleigh through the awful storm.
They flew through the thunder and lightning to fame, and that's how Donner and Blitzen got their name. Donner and Blitzen, Donner and Blitzen, Donner and Blitzen.
Andy, that's a little disturbing.
Thank you, Jim.
Did you take your Pac-Man power pellets today, Andy?
One or two too many.
Oh, man. That was world premiere set right there. What did we just hear?
That last one was just a recording I had of a mechanical Santa Claus laugh that just had to be heard, to be believed. Before that, we heard Rock and Roll Christmas by Cordell Jackson, a guy who sends a list to Santa Claus of all his favorite rock and roll tunes from whenever that was recorded.
Yeah,
probably
I Walk
late
the
50s.
Line, Bebop-a-Lula, he's just running down the title.
These are the songs I like, Santa.
Yeah.
I want a rock and roll Christmas. Before that, we heard Donner and Blitzen, and I don't even know who that's by. It's on a record that has very little credits on it. I just call it the Ambassador Record Corp compilation. Track before that, some Raspberries Meets 70s Christian Rock from a guy named Cupid. That came out on Globe Records in 71 out of Cleveland. And that one was called Christmas Time Is Here.
So that's just post Godspell and Jesus Christ Superstar, and you can hear it.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. really, you know, I don't know what interests me about that. But it, you know, the thing about it is the variety of stuff. Everything
yeah.
from crazy rockabilly to 60s pop to just weird ephemera. It all has to come together in a way that makes a mix or makes a sequence, and if it does, it's fun to listen to, for me anyway. Before that, we heard a new song poem called Bright Star Shining in the Sky by Amalia Ferenz, and we started off with Baby Pac-Man, Snowflakes and Frozen Lakes.
I don't know how you do, and Andy, how many records did you have to go through, roughly, to find those gems?
That's classified, Jim.
1,000 gets set aside. And
people
Andy
already think
us...
I'm gone enough to... with.
Well, that wraps up another Andy Serzan Christmas Spectacular on Sound Opinions. If you love this music, you can download it at christmas.soundopinions.org, and it will power your entire holiday, trust me. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
It's going to be tough to top Andy Serzan's Christmas special, Jim, but we're going to try. Next week, we are going to bring some of our musical guests on Sound Opinions to the desert island, and they're going to pick their all-time favorite songs.
Greg, as always, we have some thank yous to say on the way out. Besides Andy Serzan, our ace production team, the Holly Jolly Elves, Jason Saldana and Robin Lynn, and our fearless leader, our executive producer, a man we consider father to us all, is Tori Southside Malatia. On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. Now it's time to hear what you have to say.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say. What did you say, oh, you're breaking up on me? Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
New messages.
Hey guys, Nando's from Chicago. Just heard your top records of the year, and I must say that I'm very happy with number one. I completely agree. I called earlier in the year about St. Vincent, and I felt like that was such a great record, and I listened to it so much earlier that I thought I was going to get sick of it.
You're a supplement.
Wow, what a great work, great production, great song. You know, I'm really glad to hear that you guys kept your opinion, and rock on.
Hey guys, it's Chris. I keep in Kentucky. Just calling on album of the year. I would have to put my vote in for Wilco, the album. This is a group that I followed from the very beginning in AM, and they have just completely evolved. Jeff Tweedy continues to surround himself with just incredible musicians, and with the lineup changes and everything else, I mean, the band has only gotten better, and I can't even imagine, you know, what the future holds. But they have they continue to go strong, and You and I is my favorite song. I think Feist really compliments Jeff Tweedy's voice.
You and I, we might be strangers. However close we get sometimes, it's like we never met. But you and I think we can take it. All the good with the bad make something that no one else has but you and I.
There's my vote. Keep up the good work and take care. Merry Christmas.
Me and you, what can we do?
Gentlemen, my name is Brad and I live in Philadelphia.
And I just wanted to say that I absolutely loved your Favorites of 2009 show. And I have just a few comments. First, I want to thank you a lot for not playing the best-known songs on most of these albums. You know, really great albums have more than a few good songs, and it was nice not to hear the familiar singles again and rather to hear some other songs to prove that these albums are really fantastic and worth listening to. The second thing is that I was just so excited to hear the XX make Greg's List. I absolutely love this record, and I did not expect it to make either of your lists, so I was really pleased to hear that. And the final thing is, I just don't know how to interpret the fact that neither of you guys mentioned on the air or in your extended lists a couple of my favorite albums of the year. Fever Ray's self-titled debut, I just loved it, and I think more importantly, the Twilight Sad's second album. Could not stop listening to these albums, like you guys said. I just listened to them over and over again, and every time I love them more. And I don't know if you guys, if the fact that they're not on your list means you guys just didn't care for them or if you weren't aware of them. I don't know how to interpret that. Anyway, like I said, fantastic show. Thanks.
If you say go, there's a chance that we'll run and skip. When you say you'll never be there, and the dress that you'll never wear, it's a story.
No more messages.
To give us your opinion on Sound Opinions, call our hotline, 1-888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media.